Yeah. California love. Trust me, folks. Great place to live. Yeah, I know it's expensive, but man, oh man, you can't beat that state. Yesterday was a tough day across the National Hockey League when you know you're going to see guys that were on the team that you work for or that you play with going to be gone. And it was not an easy day for yours truly, for me, when a couple of my guys I absolutely adored, and Vincent Desharnais, Mario Ferraro, they signed with other teams. But the day was saved by our next guest, Darnell Nurse, a guy that I was able to watch his first few years in the National Hockey League with Sportsnet and the Edmonton Oilers. And he is now a San Jose Shark, the big news of the day yesterday. And he joins us on the Green Zone. Hello, Darnell.
Hey, Drew. How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. How are you feeling right today after? Is it sunk in yet that you're going to be a San Jose Shark and you're leaving a team that you've spent the last 12 seasons with?
Yeah, it's definitely set in today. I think it was over the course of yesterday, but I was prepared for it. You know, it was looking for a new opportunity and really looking forward to the one that's ahead.
So yesterday you had a conversation with some of the press with the San Jose Sharks. Not nearly as many people in the press there as they are when you've been facing for the last 12 years. But you mentioned the fact of the cap hit and your play and then the criticism that followed, the blame that followed. And I always thought that you were, and you know, I've always got your back. You know how much you and I,
yeah.
But I always thought that people were watching your game through that lens instead of just watching your game. But you mentioned it yesterday that you thought your game could have been better because that's who you are and nobody's harder on you than you. That's one thing I've learned about you. What aspect of your game do you think needed to be better? But because, man, you guys won a lot of hockey games.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a lot of great moments. There's a lot of moments to look back on and want to do more. And I think you probably ask any of my teammates that played together through those years, you probably get the same response from a lot of guys. But I know for me, personally, you know, when I'm at my best, I'm jumping and aggressive, and you know, when I'm sitting back on my heels and trying not to make a mistake, you're not yourself, or at least for me, I'm not myself in those regards. So I think that's this new opportunity. That's what I want to bring to the team, is just, you know, aggressive, fast in your face, but also, you know, that's when I have the most fun playing hockey too. So looking forward to bringing that every night.
So what was it? Was there a moment in Edmonton where you thought, I just need to change? Was there a turning point where it was just shelf life?
Yeah, I think, it was just time. I think it doesn't matter what you're doing, whether it's professional sports or, you know, different job, sometimes you just need a change. And I think, you know, your gut will tell you that. There's a lot of factors that go into it. I think, for me personally, when I was, you know, sitting down reflecting on the year and just, you know, thinking back on some of the situations and just, you know, it wasn't myself. I think that's when you're not yourself and you're in your head and thinking about, you know, not making a mistake or not wanting to be a problem, whatever the reason may be. You're not going to be your best self. And that's, you know, it can be reflected in your play. It's going to be reflected everywhere, but especially in your play, you know, this career and this game is such a finite amount of time. And I don't want to waste it. You know, I didn't want to take, you know, another year and see if things change, or, you know, I wanted to, you know, spark a change in me and my situation. And I'm really looking forward to this opportunity to really just play.
Darnell Nurse, the newest member of the San Jose Sharks, joins us on the Green Zone. I've made no bones about it when I'm on this show as a guest or now, you know, hosting, that your relationship, my relationship, is one of the ones I treasure throughout the National Hockey League. The one thing that is amazing to me is, one, how old I am now, but you're 31 now and you're a dad and a husband. Did that conversation, was that a conversation you needed to have with your wife and for your family to say, what's best for us?
Yeah. I mean, that's a part of it too, right? I think, a 5-year-old now is a 2-year-old and a 4-month-old. So, small boy. So I guess my house is bubble wrapped. I think that's part of the equation too. You know, when you have a family, you want everyone to be, I think you want to, as a dad, you want everyone to be proud and,
right.
and excited. And I think that's, going to this new opportunity and knowing that I could bring a lot to the group. I think they're also going to see, a great side of the game as well.
Well, you're going to bring a lot to that group without a doubt. You and Jacob Trouba and now Kesserling as well. You are three big guys. You are three guys, especially you, a guy who can move the puck. And you are tough to play against. That's always been one of your great qualities, that you are hard to play against. So is there, when you talked to Mike Greer, general manager of the Sharks, was there a message, a specific message that he wanted to try to get to you to say, this is what we're expecting from you?
No, we haven't even really had that discussion yet. And at some point, we'll sit down with the coaches and, you go through all that and the expectations and, also, for me, like what I can bring in the strengths of my game too. Cause I think, and it's not, just on the ice. There's things I can also add off the ice. And the same can be said for Jacob, who's been around a long time. Mason Marchman's been around a long time. Kess has been around a little bit. So there's experiences that we're all going to have that are different, but added together, all of a sudden you start to create something special.
Darnell Nurse joining us on the Green Zone. So this is an impossible question to answer, but I'll ask it anyway. What have you learned about the game, and what have you learned about yourself in 12 years in the National Hockey League?
Oh, the game. In 12 years, the game hasn't changed that much. I would say that there's an element of the game that's probably still the same from the 80s to now, especially when the playoffs hit, winning your battles, outworking your opponent, like these little, almost sound like the most cliche things ever, but they're cliche for a reason. The importance of them, whether that's making the right play at the right time, getting the puck out, chipped out, feeling the momentum of a game, saying the right thing at the right time. And there's so many elements to the game. And I think, those little cliche things, they just haven't changed. And there's a reason why they're still around. And I think sometimes we try to overthink the game of hockey. We try to overthink what works and what doesn't. You put five guys out on the ice that are winning battles, five guys out there that are making, the right plays to get the puck north, shift after shift after shift. You're going to get the right result more nights than not. So, and what have I learned about myself over 12 years?
Yeah.
I think, I love the game of hockey. I think that's, when you come into the league, obviously you put pressure on yourself and you want to get into the NHL and, you have, all these ideas of what it takes. And at the end of the year, at the end of the day, I'm 31, I got three kids and I'm still playing mini sticks, enjoying the game. I'm still going to the rink, enjoying the game. Like I genuinely love the game of hockey and watching the game of hockey too. Like it's, and on top of that, I think the gravy on top of it is I got to play in the Canadian market. That was tough, but you also learn how resilient and how strong your mind can be also. So I'm very, very fortunate for all of that.
So you go from playing with Connor McDavid to now you get a chance to play with Macklin Celebrini, and we're pretty high on Macklin in San Jose. And I know you watched him and you played with him in the World Championships. By the way, you played great in the World Championships, pal. Your game was on, without a doubt. So you play with Macklin. Do you see similarities in either of them or in the two of them? Do you see similarities that this is the way that they play the game, they think the game? And your thoughts about going up and playing with this 20-year-old who's a phenom for us?
Yeah, no, it's they're obviously both special players, different players. Their games are very different, but their details. Their details of the game and the way they show up to the rink, the way they take care of themselves, very, very similar in that regard. And I mean, those are, you don't become a special player in the league, you know, by taking shortcuts, you don't stay one and continue to excel, especially when you take shortcuts. So they, I would say that would be the similarity between the two. You know, they leave no stone unturned in preparation, and whether that's practice or, you know, in the gym, and it translates to the game.
Well, partner, I cannot wait to talk fighting with you when we're in San Jose together. Oh, okay. Well, speaking Absolutely. Of that, Conor McGregor, Max Holloway, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I want to be super excited, but I mean, it's a long time off.
Exactly, right?
It's a long time off.
But also, it's too many years off. I agree with you 100%.
But you know what? The press conferences and all of that are going to be amazing.
Yeah.
And that is, that's three quarters of it sometimes. So.
Exactly. You're going to look great in teal, partner. I am so happy that you're going to be a San Jose Sharks. Can't wait to see you.
Can't wait to see you either, and I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you, Darnell. Darnell Nurse, the newest member of the San Jose Sharks, getting traded from the Edmonton Oilers yesterday and going to bring a lot to the team in teal in Northern California. It's getting exciting. You know what? You still got time. We still got room on the bandwagon. The future's teal. We'll be back on the Green Zone, 650 CKOM, 980 CJ. I love this song. 1975, I'm in love with you. Fantastic song. Didn't come out in 1975. That's the name of the band. The 1975. My very smart, wonderful, genius boys introduced me to that band. That was a great talk with Darnell Nurse. I'm a big fan. Darnell and I, when I was in Edmonton on Sportsnet, Darnell is one of my favorite people, is my favorite person on that team. Great guys on that team, but Darnell was the guy I'd walk over and we just talk fighting. We would talk boxing and UFC, and every time Mike Tyson showed a video back then of him training again, we were like, wow. And then the people who were waiting to talk to Darnell about actual hockey would get a little upset at us. Darnell would say the same thing. We're talking. Drew and I are talking fighting. We'll get to your thing in a minute. But I'm a big fan. I'm so happy he's a San Jose Shark. Interesting thing going on, you know, as we talk about with Jeff Merrick, U.S. players going from Canada to a U.S. team. As we know, Brady Tkachuk was the big news, as he's a Florida Panther now. And the team was happy to oblige as far as, okay, you want out. But interesting story right now out of Ottawa. The Senators announced their cutely named Chuck the Old Jersey. Get it? Chuck the Old Jersey event at the team store inside Canadian Tire Center. All fans have to do is bring their officially licensed Fanatics branded Brady Tkachuk sweater and you get 40% off new merchandise. Ottawa Senators sent out X post. Out with the old and in with the new from July 7th at the Ottawa Team Thread store at Canadian Tire Center. You can trade your officially licensed Fanatics Brady Tkachuk Stitch jersey and you can save 40% regularly on priced merch, on regularly priced merch. Chuck the old jersey, trade in your jersey. Now, good for them. Good for them. I love when teams do stuff like this. I love when teams go, hey, see ya. Thanks for coming. And yeah, he's going to get the video tribute. And yeah, he's going to have a thanks for coming. You know, thanks for everything. But I love the fact that the team's going to have some fun with it. Is that the Chuck the old jersey out? I'm not sure who came up with it, but whoever it was, you are an absolute genius. But a couple of guys that decided not to leave their team, another on the NHL front, Kirill Marchenko and Zach Werenski have decided to stay in Columbus, but the rumors were that they wanted out. So some guys are sticking around, some guys are going to stay, and the guy that's left for Florida, his jersey is going to be on sale. There's going to be a lot of donated jerseys. All right, when we come back, we're going to replay Dave Naylor for you. We had a very interesting conversation on the Green Zone, 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Welcome back to the program. CFL schedule starts tonight for week 5. Tomorrow, it is the Saskatchewan Roughriders taking on the Ottawa Red Blacks. And that starts at 5 o'clock our time, 5:30 our time. Therefore, the Green Zone is a shortened program, just 90 minutes tomorrow. Britt and Gray will join us. And also we're going to talk to Aaron Bronstetter because the fight come up July 18th, July 11th, next week. Conor McGregor, 6 years. Is that right? 6 years since his last fight, the notorious one. He's going to fight Max Blessed Holloway, UFC. As we talked to Darnell Nurse about, that's a long time to be out. So Aaron Bronstetter is going to join us. We haven't talked to Aaron in a while. Can't wait to talk to him. Now, as I don't do champs and chumps. That's Jamie's thing. But I have had the old man yelling at the clouds moments. Got another one for you today. Gang, get off your cell phones when you're driving. I know you're on it because I'm waiting behind you at the light and we're turning left and you've got your head down. I can tell your head's down and you're looking at your cell phone. One, it's illegal, but two, it's just dangerous. And three, you're ticking me off. Knock it off. I want to get going. So there's my old man yelling at the clouds today. I'll see if I can get through this. So I had some bad news, sir. We had some bad news as the show was going on. We've had a cat, Mittens, for 14 years. Or Jeff, as my boys called her. Don't know why. And unfortunately, she's been ill for the last little while. At 14 years old, you kind of expect that with a cat. And took her into the veterinary clinic. And thank you to the Acadia Veterinary Clinic. You did great work on keeping her comfortable. And unfortunately, what they did today, we just couldn't save her. And so she's gone. And, you know, as you guys know, on this program several times, I've talked about how much I love my dog, George, and how much Mittens meant to us. And, you know, she would only let Davis and Donovan carry her a certain way. That was it. There was only people that could carry her in the house. She loved her treats. Temptation, she loved them. She would come on if I was on the couch or Davis was on the couch. She'd jump up and come up to our chest and take the chin rub on her head. She absolutely loved it. She was a beautiful, beautiful cat. Just the gorgeous green eyes. Would always answer the door. Believe it or not, somebody would come in the door. Phew, she was right to the front door wanting to see what the heck was going on. Loved to go outside, hide under the tree. She was a great, great cat. And I'm a big cat lover, big animal lover. And I will leave you with this. Sometimes the smallest paws leave the biggest marks on our hearts. Let's go to 1 minute drill.
Riders have released their depth chart, and there's some good news on the injury front. Both Sam Emlis and Keane Schaefer-Baker are listed as starters after they both missed time during practice this week. Nelson Lacombo is also back, starting at halfback. Returner James Letcher Jr. and defensive tackle Ollie Saad have both been added to the six-game injured list. The Riders take on the Ottawa Redblacks on Friday. Kickoff for the game is set for 5:30. The Green Zone pregame show begins at 3:30. The Grade 8 is back in Washington. Alexander Ovechkin has signed a one-year deal to return to the Capitals for the upcoming season. His 929 goals is the most all-time. And the Montreal Canadiens have locked up their goaltender for three more seasons. Montreal has signed Jakub Dobish to a three-year extension. Dobish posted a 29-10-4 record last year. The FIFA World Cup continues today as Spain beat Austria earlier today. Also happening is that Portugal faces Croatia and Switzerland meets Algeria. That's your Green Zone Sports. I'm Britton Gray.
Thanks, everyone, for your text messages. Appreciate it. And yes, Mark, I did a full cat eulogy. Grow a heart, man. You jerk. We'll be back tomorrow on 650 CKOM and 980 CGME.